The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. The past few nights, we have been looking at some of those barriers, those mawani', those impeding forces that sometimes block us from achieving this desired identity. We understand the importance of it. We may even get the factors. But these hurdles that we have, these barriers that we have, these forces that we have, that either consciously, subconsciously pull us away from this path, have to be understood. Now, last night I spoke about the fact that if we are not certain on the path of the identity, we won't cultivate it. It's very simple. If I don't believe in the Islamic path or the Islamic identity, if I have doubt, which is crippling doubts, to the point where it's borderline kufr, that I believe that deen doesn't have my answers, any talk of cultivation of Islamic identity, of course, will go in one ear and out the other. So we talked about the idea of converting that doubt into certainty and making sure that once we are certain of something, of course, then we are proud to identify with it. It is and always will be a lifelong mission for us to continue to build up that level of certainty. And the example I gave last night of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to know, show me, arani, kaifa tuhyi al-mauta, how do you bring life back, or how do you bring the dead back from life? And then when he asked a very important question, qala awalam tu'min, you don't believe? He said, no, I believe. I just want this itminan of the qalb. I want this security. I want it to be inside of my heart. I want this certainty inside of my heart. So it is a human reality. It is an innate desire of ours to always be certain in everything that we do. Now that has levels to it. I talked about that yesterday, inshallah. Tonight we look at one more barrier. These are critical. To understand tonight's barrier, let's go a little bit back. Surah Hujurat is the 49th chapter of the Quran. I asked my young guys to visit this surah often if you can. Not a lot of verses in it, I think 18 altogether. It is an encompassing picture of ethics and akhlaq and morals in Islam. How to behave, how to address individuals, how to see yourself, certain realities that are, you know, that are relevant in all generations. In this beautiful chapter of Surah Hujurat, verse number 13, Allah points to a reality that I think affects all of us. In a very famous way, He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. O mankind, we have created you from a man and a woman. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We have placed you. Allah says, we've placed you. جَعَلْنَا يعني we've placed you in nations and tribes. So you may get to know each other. This placing within tribes is a whole discussion in tafsir. And this need that we have today of belongingness is actually a fitri innate need to belong to something. It comes from this form of Quranic tribalism. Now, of course, Allah now, right after, right, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, just so you know that, you know, I don't want divisions from you, nor do I want this idea that you think one tribe is better than the other, or this, you know, meritless sort of, you know, elitism. No. The belongingness, of course, comes from me, But if you want any sort of fadilat and distinction, atqakum, you have to be pious. But what is produced from this verse is a very beautiful reality. We all have an innate need to belong to something. That's why sometimes you see my young guys belong to a group that is toxic, it's destructive, they know it, but these guys make them feel like they belong to that group. And sometimes that need to belong to a group is so strong, it veils any other qualities of that group. Flat out, they would tell me, I said, "Bhai, I know they're not a good group. They're not the best people, but I am a brother to them. And so I'm going to stay because they make me feel like I belong." So this sense of belongingness is huge. I talked about that very briefly as one sentence a couple of nights ago in the beginning, where I said that the first tribe that a child now looks to belong themselves to is the family. Right? They just want to be around mama and baba. They just want, you know, their eyes light up when there is a family event happening. A family game night, going to dinner to the restaurant together, right? Look at the young ones, their eyes are lit up, right? Doesn't matter, we could be doing anything. Silly games, a puzzle, doesn't matter. If we're doing it together, because the tribe is together, the kids are on the moon. And our job as parents is to continue to make them feel like they belong in this tribe of ours. Like I said, the moment they feel like they don't belong, they'll go out looking for their other tribe. Now, that's not my topic tonight. This strength of the need to belong also produces this sometimes debilitating fear of rejection. Makes sense, right? We have a strong sense to belong. When that's taken from us and we're scared, all of a sudden now we've had this fear of rejection. Now what if now I'm trying to enter this tribe of that I think is going to be good for me and the tribe rejects me? That's a big fear of a lot of us. Not just young people, all of us. And so naturally when you go to develop an Islamic identity in an un-Islamic state, and sometimes where they are hostile towards the very identity you're trying to now cultivate, you have this sort of deep-rooted fear that what if they reject me once I begin to identify with this path? When I say they, it could be anybody. Your friends, your co-workers, your classmates, even sometimes your own family. I've seen people that try to climb a little bit of the ladder of piety, and the first ones now to stop them are their own families. So this has to be addressed, right? The fear of rejection is a huge barrier for us. What if they don't accept me? What if I'm too religious? What if I lose my friends? What if my spouse doesn't come near me? What if all these things happen? And that fear, you know, chips away at us to the point where we become a little bit complacent. I'm happy where I am. I talked about that yesterday. Not only am I happy where I am, I believe where I am is successful. Now, for us who are a little bit older, we can deal with rejection. But for a 16, 17-year-old impressionable heart, it plays with their mind, it plays with their ego, it plays with their self-conscious. They don't have any confidence if this group rejects them, if that group rejects them. So there is this sometimes strong need to fit in and to please, even though it's bending my own sort of a tarbiyat and nature that I have inside of me.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على
محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.